And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, the words of Jesus. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you will be where I am. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. One of the most beautiful sections in all of Scripture. Several years ago, when I was having neck surgery, and the surgical team called out to my wife, Linda, to tell her that they had started my surgery, they told her, your husband went to sleep easily, quoting Scripture from John 14. Now, I don't know if I said that, John 14, or if somebody in surgery knew that that's where it was from, John 14. I don't even remember saying it. But Linda found a Bible out there in the waiting room and looked it up and read this section of Scripture, today's text. And she said, he normally reads this section of Scripture at funerals. It's one of my favorite sections of the Bible. And I often do read it at funerals. If a family doesn't have a designated reading of Scripture, I often choose it as one of the readings. Jesus says, let not your hearts be troubled. The apostles had just received disturbing news in the previous chapter, John 13. Jesus had told them, I will be with you just a little while longer. And now Jesus is saying to them, let not your hearts be troubled. And then he says, believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your hearts be troubled, says Jesus. And many hearts are troubled today. Perhaps even some here this morning are those who are listening by the radio. The cure, the remedy, the solution for a troubled heart, belief, trust in the Lord and in his promises. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And as we look to Jesus, and as we trust in Jesus, then our hearts find peace, they find rest. An early church father, St. Augustine, put it well when he wrote, our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in thee. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. And then Jesus says, in my Father's house are many rooms. Have you ever thought about that? The Father's house and the many rooms. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That must be some place he's preparing because it's already been about 2,000 years since he ascended into heaven. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also. Where is heaven? I don't know. But I do know this. It's where Jesus is, so that where I am, there you may be also. You will be with me. That's his promise to you, to me. I go to prepare a place for you, says Jesus. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. One of the great I ams of Jesus. and in my opinion, the greatest of them all. Because in a very real sense, it's like a summary statement of all of the great I Ams. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And in 1996, 30 years ago, I had those words, John 14, verse 6, placed on my mom's grave marker as a testimony for all those who might walk by. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is not one way among many. He does not say, I am a way. No, he says, I am the way. The earliest Christians were known as people of the way. The Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, the persecutor of the church, he went to the high priest, Acts chapter 9, and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, he was going to bring them back to Jerusalem as prisoners. And then says Jesus, I am the truth. Truth is a key emphasis in this gospel. In the first chapter, John writes, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. If you hold to my teaching, says Jesus, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth, and then Jesus is the life. In him was life, and life was the light of men. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there will be those who say, well, that statement just excludes far too many people. It's not intended to. When Jesus speaks it, he's being inclusive, not exclusive. His desire is that all people would see him as the way, the truth, and the life, because that's what he is. Jesus is the way to the Father, in that he is the truth and the life, and he is the only way. The Bible says, Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way to death. Jesus says, I am the way, and through me it leads to life, life now and life for all eternity. Last week, Christ the Good Shepherd Sunday, and we looked at John chapter 10, and in that chapter Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. For there is salvation in no one else, says the Bible. Acts 4, verse 12. For there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. If there is, then Christ died for no reason. But there is no other way. How do I know that? Because Jesus said so, and I believe what Jesus says. And there will be those who will say, well, I don't believe in a God that would send somebody to hell. I would say to that person, neither do I. Because God doesn't send a person to hell. A person does that to himself. In fact, hell was never prepared nor intended for man in the first place. The Bible says, Matthew 25, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Man gets ensnarled into something that was never intended for him in the first place. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, God desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. That's God's desire. And Jesus is that truth. In John 3, verse 16 and following, Jesus says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. scores of people today, alive physically yet dead spiritually, and who will die eternally unless there is faith, belief, trust in God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has a Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. As you believe, as you trust Jesus as your way, truth, and life, rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, written in blood, the blood of Christ. And may God use you in a powerful way in leading others to Him, so that others can rejoice too in living life with Jesus and for Jesus, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Oh, alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Hallelujah.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.